decreased sex drive, frailty, fatigue. These are all conditions associated with growing older as a man. Some doctors and drug companies refer to andropause, a male version of menopause, though other medical experts dispute whether there is such a thing. But for sure, as men age, their levels of the male hormone testosterone drop. Dr. Janet Pregler is with us again. She's an associate professor of medicine at the University of California at Los Angeles. Dr. Pregler, you know plenty about men's health as well. Welcome back to Dave Today.
Thank you very much.
What kind of treatments are doctors offering for andropause, if indeed andropause is a real condition? What do you think?
Well, the Food and Drug Administration has approved testosterone for use in men in the United States for rare conditions that severely affect the production of testosterone, such as genetic conditions that affect the testis or complications of chemotherapy, as an example.
Is this analogous to the use of estrogen in women in hormone replacement therapy?
I think it's very analogous. First of all, the concept of andropause is disputed. Menopause is a really indisputable medical condition that occurs in women, usually in their 50s, where because of the cessation of function of the ovaries, there is an abrupt drop in female hormones. In normal men, there is no abrupt drop in testosterone. There's just a slow, continuous drop over time. Some men do experience an abrupt drop in testosterone. Those men, in fact, experience hot flashes, and this is what some researchers call true andropause. However, most normal, healthy men never experience this.
What is the effect of testosterone? Is it going to delay or prevent aging in some way in men?
Well, this was the subject of the recent report of the Institute of Medicine because a large clinical study had been proposed to study 6,000 men, giving them testosterone over a period of 7 years to assess its anti-aging effects. The National Institutes of Health were concerned because they felt that perhaps there wasn't even enough data yet to really support doing a large trial. And in fact, the Institute of Medicine found that there was so little data on the use of testosterone in aging men that the first step should be to simply do some smaller studies to see if there's any benefit at all.
Are there things that men can do to help with aging that don't involve taking testosterone shots, which are of at least uncertain value at best?
Well, I think it's important to break down the issues why men may be being given testosterone. Some of those issues fall into the category of a sense of lack of well-being or fatigue. And certainly in that situation, testosterone should not be the first treatment. Men also seek testosterone therapy because of problems with sexual function. But in the small studies that have been done, most older men, in fact, did not benefit from testosterone because their problems with sexual function were of other problems of aging. Now, I'm sure there are people listening who will say, I took testosterone shots and I felt better. It's important to understand with both testosterone therapy and estrogen therapy, there is a significant placebo effect. In one study, older men were given testosterone to see if it would improve their grip strength. The men who took testosterone improved their grip strength, but so did the men who were given a placebo, and in fact, the improvements were identical.
Dr. Janet Pregler is Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of California at Los Angeles and Director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center. Thanks for coming in again to Day to Day.
Thank you.